sports fans, join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play. Sports fans, join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play.
Cold hard facts about the Hyundai Elantra and the Hyundai Sonata. Fact, right now you can get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Elantra. Fact, you can also get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Sonata with available blind spot detection, smart cruise control, and lane departure warning. Fact, the Hyundai Elantra was named the highest ranked compact car in initial quality by J.D. Power in 2014. Fact, every new Hyundai is backed by America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. And fact, winter is a great time to test drive a new Hyundai because new Illinois laws mean you can lease a Sonata for just $173 a month and get a $500 competitive owner program bonus, but only at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. Registration, tax, title, and license extra. $0 security. Deposit. Call 877-232-4344 for lease details. Offer ends 2215.
This is Chicago's exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 49. Hear the Seahawks battle the Patriots right here. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
It is just past 5 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Adam Harris. Chicago Wolves make great group outings. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 800-THE-WOLVES. Seahawks corner Richard Sherman suspects the Patriots will not be punished as a result of Deflategate because Pats owner Robert Kraft and NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell are tight. Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll explains his corner for those that don't know him.
Richard has an outlook that Richard owns, and he had an opinion about something. I don't think he knows the commissioner Mr. Kraft very well. I don't think they have a long-standing relationship, but he has an opinion of that, and so he expressed it.
New information out today about Deflategate. Fox's Jay Glazer reported earlier that the NFL has identified a suspect in the Deflategate saga. A Patriots locker room attendant is on video taking footballs from the officials' locker room to another area on his way to the field. Patriots touchdown in Zona this past half hour. Media day is tomorrow. The Super Bowl is right here on The Score on Sunday. Former Bear coach Aaron Cromer, the offensive coordinator, landed with the Bills as an O-line coach, and former Bears linebacker coach Reggie Herring is now the linebacker coach in Denver. Bulls and Warriors tomorrow night. The Warriors lead the league in scoring. The Bulls just touched down in Oakland. Kobe Bryant will undergo season-ending surgery. The Nets, Blazers, and Knicks-Kings games are canceled tonight due to bad weather out east. And DePaul was supposed to be in Providence tomorrow. They will now aim for Thursday afternoon. Wednesday kicks off the Blackhawks' second half in Los Angeles. Cubs manager Joe Maddon traveled to Puerto Rico this past weekend to meet and watch young slugger Javier Baez. He wanted to cultivate a relationship with his young slugger, Javier Baez. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Honda, where you can save a fistful of dollars. Valentine's week is coming quick. Trust Ashlyn Addison Florist to hand-deliver your flowers. She'll be impressed. Visit www.ashadflorist.com today. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the radio home for Super Bowl 49, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Who knows what could happen?
Fred Mitchell. I always wondered if he ever really, you spend a whole day sort of being Ernie Banks. It can't be that easy. Did you ever see that around him? Did you ever see him not sort of on in that way?
No, I never witnessed that. And then talking to other people very close to him, closer than me, never really witnessed it either. The only instance as a player that people talk about him getting angry was when I think it was Jack Sanford.
Yeah, he's throwing at him.
Giants. Yeah, he used to throw at him, and that got under Ernie's skin, and that really bothered him. When you know most of us would get down about things that they would, you know, similar things that would happen to us. He always looked at the bright side.
Boers and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
God almighty. I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for guys.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
I also thought that Meritage should be better and that McDermott might contribute something.
Even the beard yesterday. Oh, what, still. I mean, that's like a beard you should be doing commercials with.
Yeah, would you say you'd be like commercial grade beard?
Yeah,
like,
he does,
but,
yeah.
But like for what?
I don't care what, forever what. He could just sit there with that beard and sell things.
But why does that sell things?
I don't know, because it's just magnificent.
Are you talking about the dead infomercial guy?
Yeah.
I thought Terry was talking about the Gorton's fisherman.
You know what I'm talking about?
He's just selling fish sticks.
I would buy anything from a guy with a beard like that.
Why?
I just would. That is magnifique.
Hello, I am the gold Meritage to sell fish sticks. A very good tartar sauce, yes?
I would buy it.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Bores and Bernstein.
A show by the name of Bores and Bernstein. But I've been told that they said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bores and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I stand by that because there's something about a man with a magnificent beard.
I don't understand
what you're
saying.
It makes me want to buy products from him. I don't care what he's selling.
Different. If you
make it shoe polish.
If you make it subjective, and that's fine. If you say for you, that just the mere presence of a pitchman's magnificent beard increases the likelihood you'll buy said product.
Yes.
So you've got like the most interesting man in the world, right?
Yes.
That would be one.
Yeah, but this beard puts that to shame.
Does Captain Morgan
not an
have
old
a beard?
Beard?
So who else are we talking about? I mean, you're saying this as such a generalization, as if you're constantly fighting the urge to order products because the pitchman has a beard. Yeah. I mean, it could be Billy Mays selling you OxyClean or the Miracle Chamois or whatever that is.
That's why the SkyMall didn't work. They didn't have the guy with the beard in there pictured standing
by
the products.
What happened to SkyMall? What happened?
Well, nobody was ordering anything. And because
the White Sox were ordering the chimp.
I think that's the only sale they had.
The last thing they sold.
The last thing they sold
Adam Dunn
was the chimp.
Phil the chimp.
I read a little piece about that's about right. That for whatever reason people had no interest in it anymore. Maybe because there's a lot of the stuff is expensive and useless. If you think about some of the stuff that's in there, expensive and useless, right? I mean, I don't think there's a lot of disposable income to be throwing around on stuff that you really have no use for. I mean, the practical stuff doesn't exist in SkyMall, does it?
No, it's sort of like the Hammacher Schlemmer catalog and stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't exist. So
it became more of an entertainment magazine than it actually.
Yeah, and now it became sort of a not there thing.
Right.
The
fact that you can get whatever you want whenever you want it anyway.
Right. Right. And it used to be service sort of, you know, people said that when on a plane that you would always pull the magazine out. Well, now on a plane, you have a million things to do if you want to.
The 815 texter says, did you buy chicken from the colonel because of his beard?
No. I don't like the white beard because I could do that. See, that's why I don't anymore.
Okay.
Because I don't like the white beard look. It's icky.
That could be your pirate name.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I loved it. I always enjoyed growing my winter beard. But now I don't, because it just makes me look like, you know, icky. Not just in general, I'm not. But I mean, it just, you know what I'm saying? When it goes tall white.
Yeah, we got to get, you got to get Nikola Mirotic an endorsement deal of some kind.
Yeah. I mean, because that's just, you know, I mean, that's a guy who spends time on that, man.
I don't think so. I think he just spends time not shaving.
Yeah, but it's groomed, you know. There's nothing in there, you know, maybe food, but there's nothing he keeps it, trust me.
Well, Tinky Winky asks via Twitter, well, what if we combine two of your favorites here? Because, Dan, you love all of the women in the erectile dysfunction drug commercials.
Yeah, you do.
Because what if all those women had beards? Then Terry's buying.
I think most of them did at one point.
Who is the new one? Who's the Viagra woman lying on the bed now? You know who I'm talking about? She's just yummy. That's like the best of the best. I'd love to know that actress.
Is she still that age?
A little on the younger side.
A little younger.
She's probably 40.
Oh, well, that's cheating.
I know it is.
That's cheating.
No, maybe older, but she's lying on the bed and she's got she's got a blue dress on, I think.
See, I sort of, unless it's a sporting event, and even then sometimes I record them, I sort of flip through it. You know, all right. It's Viagra?
Yeah, she's got a blue dress on.
Okay.
Come on, somebody's got to...
Is she yummy? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. Yummy? I mean, really, really nice.
Okay. Because all of them are.
Not like J-Lo and the boy next door, though, because that's a 45-year-old just looking as good as it gets. Oh, there is an article that I think it was Slate... that is making fun of that movie because apparently she's a teacher of the classics and the boy next door is also somewhat literate. And he brings her over a gift and she says, what's this? And he says, it's a first edition of the Iliad. Think about that for a second. Think about the idea of a first edition. It's not like a first edition of Charles Dickens, even. It's the damn Iliad, and he's claiming it's a first edition. Is there only one? It would have to be the actual one.
Yeah, it would have to be, yeah.
I think I may have to see that movie.
Oh, I think that's a definite, like a $6 movie at home.
I may have to see that.
I think that's a $6 movie.
Do we get to see her boobies or at least her unclothed arse? Anybody know?
I don't think she doesn't do much of that, does she?
She's done a little.
A little, but
not early in the career.
You know, there's something about the movies she makes that makes you want to see them. And it's not necessarily because she's going to be naked, but they're always a little something that you want. So this one, it's $6. That won't be $6 ill spent, will it? J-Lo and the boy next door, will that be bad money? I don't think so.
Probably not.
Take that.
So wait, you haven't seen this woman on the Viagra commercial? That one?
I have not, no.
The blue dress lying on the bed?
No, I have not seen
talking
that.
Talking to you?
Well, no, again, see, it's
she's probably older than 40, actually, now that I look at it. She's probably better than that.
No, I go through them pretty fast. Everything, I don't watch much.
What, women?
I don't watch much. It's not taped. So if she's, you know, unless she's on sporting events, I don't probably, she might be there. But then again, she's not there because fast. Go on. Art form.
Her name is Kelly King. How'd you get that? How'd you find that, Tanny?
That was the creep to the left of me, Joe Dredge.
He's got to be a creep.
Creep to the left of me, clowns to my right. That's my guy, Joe Dredge. Leave him alone. He's my guy.
So how'd you find that out?
I'm sure there's like those websites like, who's that commercial, babe? Like every time there's a commercial with any woman in it, some guy will be on the internet, who is this babe?
Mm-hmm.
And
it's Joe Dredge sending that, yeah.
It'll eventually lead you to the IMDb, it looks like there, so.
Yep, there she is. Indeed. Ooh, she's on Twitter, too. Now we can stalk her.
Great. Now she's going to have all these mentions from Boars and Bernstein listeners.
Actress, producer, designer, abolitionist, ambassador to fashion hope. What does that mean? I have absolutely no idea.
I'm going to steal that, though.
She only has 612 followers.
Wow. Not anymore.
At Kelly King King.
612 followers? For the love of God, it's not worth it.
No, I think
she's already blocked Gas Money Bob, Ramblin' Grimace, and Maddox Boy.
No, she hasn't.
Well, Maddox Boy, yes. For sure. For sure. For sure she has. You don't want that guy invading your space.
That was before we even mentioned her Twitter feed. She'd been blocked Maddox Boy.
You don't want that creepiness in your life. That just gets in your soul. No, you don't want that. Okay, well, now see, I'll bet you she'll have more than 1,000 by tomorrow. Check that out.
I
don't want to follow her, but why not?
I just want her somehow to be following West Side Mike. I mean, then my life is complete. If somehow we can hook up Viagra model Kelly King and our guy West Side Mike, because he's hysterical on Twitter. He's always got, he's got a daily thought for you. He's got pictures of himself in multicolored suits. I mean, he's and of all of our listeners all time, he looks exactly like you think he looks. Exactly. That is a dapper West Side dude right there.
Yeah, I've sort of learned over the years that the vast majority of our listeners are really unattractive. So, correct. I mean, he does fit in a very small niche there but the rest of it is just sort of icky.
Nice guys,
but, you know, not people that you have to worry about a crowd of women following him.
I just got a text from a former coworker of ours. It says, blue dress Viagra is my 80-year-old father-in-law's favorite. Hawaiian, my brother.
Wow.
That's awesome. Good for him.
Grandpa loading up his pencil.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Pencil.
Why not? You have to lose your taste in women just because you're 80? Come on. The hell? What's that look for?
I think you pretty much are closing in on that area.
Well, not everybody.
Not everybody, but I've already done it.
Maybe you have a taste for some toasted ravioli, perhaps.
No, just men with magnificent beards does it for me.
No,
now.
I'm just saying that maybe
yeah, what?
You can't hear all that well, but yeah. you just like, say, I don't know, toasted ravioli. Right? Which is brought over here from St. Louis, and you might just head down there and might find yourself some toasted ravioli after you're 80.
I don't think so. On either account. I don't think 80 is much possible, and I don't think that will be in there. But if I do, I will keep that in mind.
Well, what if you coach the Bills to 4 Super Bowls, perhaps? That could happen, and then maybe things would change for you.
That's true, isn't it? That's true. But I really don't, you know, I mean, the humping and schlumping and all that, I don't think that's within my energy range.
He's Terry Bores. Picture that. I'm Dan Bernstein. You have the score.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Fox Sports is reporting that the NFL has found their ball boy person of interest. Apparently, there's some ball boy who had the footballs in his possession after the referees had secured them in their locker room. Ooh, and the plot thickens. So that leads us to the question, why did Bill Belichick go Bill Nye the Science Guy and offer some form of answer as to how 2 pounds of PSI came out of footballs on Saturday at his press conference? Was he trying to cover up a crime that he helped perpetrate? Or did he simply not know what the answer was? Because if you don't know how the air came out of the footballs, just say, I don't know. Instead, it looks like a cover-up. And as we all know from crimes, the cover-up becomes far worse than the crime. In the meantime, the rogue ball boy either sings like a canary or ends up out of a job. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
About 8.9 million people in the U.S. use smokeless tobacco. Most of them know they need to quit. Enter Jake's Mint Chew. Looks and holds the same as the real thing, but it's made from all natural USDA certified organic mint. No tobacco, no nicotine. It simulates your ritual of chewing tobacco, but without the harmful side effects. In fact, Jake's Mint Chew is good for your digestive system and even freshens your breath. So order Jake's Mint Chew and make your wife, kids, dentist, and doctor all very happy. Purchase online by clicking on the banner or go to jakesmintchew.com. Jake's Mint Chew. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Progressive presents Flo's newest jam. Bundling will make you feel like the mayor of Savingsville.
Bundle your home and auto together, and you'll feel like the mayor of Savingsville. Yes, you will. A town famous for the world's biggest puppy.
Bundle your home and auto together and save. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Home insurance underwritten by Homesite Group, Boston, Mass. And other non-affiliated companies available in most states.
News.
Here's hottest Valentine's Day gift.
Join Northwestern basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team, as the Cats take on Purdue this Saturday at 5 p.m. Limited tickets remain. Visit.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
Used.
With hundreds of the industry's hottest vehicles, cutting-edge technology, indoor test tracks, and celebrity appearances, there are plenty of memories to make and photos to share. Have you heard the buzz about the tax cut on car and truck leases in Illinois? Leasing is a great way to put a brand new car from the auto show in your driveway. Check out all the automaker's top lease deals at the show. And if you have a question about leasing, the Chicago Auto Show is the best place to get the answer. Lots of discounts make the Chicago Auto Show a bargain. Parking's only $10 in McCormick Place lots every evening after 6. Find out more and buy tickets online at chicagoautoshow.com and download the Auto Show app. Don't forget, we open at 9 a.m. every day, February 14th through the 27th.
Cold hard facts about the Hyundai Elantra and the Hyundai Sonata. Fact, right now you can get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Elantra. Fact, you can also get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Sonata with available blind spot detection, smart cruise control, and lane departure warning. Fact, the Hyundai Elantra was named the highest ranked compact car in initial quality by J.D. Power in 2014. Fact, every new Hyundai is backed by America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. And fact, winter is a great time to test drive a new Hyundai, because new Illinois laws mean you can lease a Sonata for just $173 a month and get a $500 competitive owner program bonus, but only at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details, registration, tax, title, and license extra. $0 security. Security deposit. Call 877-232-4344 for lease details. Offer ends 2215.
Guys, I'm McCormick.
Go get it. We'll protect it. Find an agent and get a competitive quote today at AmFam.com or call 1-800-MY-AMFAM. Products underwritten by American Family Insurance, Life Mutual, Standard of Ohio, Wisconsin Company, 6000.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
The morning.
Parkway means less waiting for things like security backups and file downloads. Plus, it's a better value when you select the fastest plan. So do what nearly 1,000 businesses do every day and choose Comcast Business. Unless you'd prefer to wait. Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 3/31/15. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL.
Those best personalities.
The Kevin and Bean shows.
Got Shannon in the morning.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACN.
The Granny goes too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline, line. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
And thank God, you know, finally, you know, that we've gotten to this bottom of this Patriots thing with this kid. Thank God I'll be able to sleep tonight. I haven't slept a wink worrying about this. I can't get to sleep at night. Just, it just gets me. It just, I'm sweaty and I'm icky and I'm worried. I'm saying, oh my God, what's going on? I can't stand the outrage. And then they finally some kid in the closet doctoring his balls. Hi, we got him now.
Gotcha.
See, we got you now. And Bill Belichick goes, what? And Tom Brady goes, who? And that's it.
And they have no idea.
They have no idea.
The old plausible deniability kicks in. And I go, well, this guy must just be doctoring balls right and left.
There he is. We got him.
He is a lone actor.
See, I told you we'd get him. Okay. And now what do you do that you got him?
The problem is that both Belichick and Brady have had so many multiply contradictory statements within a single press conference that nobody thinks either one is telling the truth.
No.
Especially Belichick.
Oh, not a word, no.
What does it say that a notoriously detail-oriented coach could have a rogue assistant doing this completely on his own and his team? Scurrying off with the footballs. Do you really think that a Bill Belichick coach team, with all the eyes and ears and everything that they've got going there, would allow something like this to happen?
Well, I'm afraid that's what we're going to have to believe, yes. I think we have to believe it. I just thank God if they take him out and execute him, whatever they're going to do with him, thank God they caught him. You know? Because, first of all, I don't ever want to see another Bill Belichick press conference. I don't want to see him say anything. I don't need it. And Tom Brady, of course, truth teller and seeker of justice, he doesn't know anything about it. He knows what he prefers, but he doesn't know how it happens, so he doesn't know. So they catch this guy, and so now it's up to the king of justice.
This is the beginning of the end now. And this email from Glenn, who says, how could the Bears let Mel Tucker moonlight as Alabama's secondary coach? When are they finally going to fire this guy? This is another sign the McCaskies are cheap. Their coaches have to take second jobs with colleges in order to make a living. Yeah, that's why we sort of tried to explain on Whacking Day that they were all gone.
They're all gone.
All gone. Bye.
Yep.
And here's your Ernie Banks story here. This is from John, who says, a few years ago, I was invited to play in the Michael Jordan Celebrity Golf Tournament. In each group of three, we get matched up with a celebrity. Who would it be? Would it be Jordan, Lemieux, McMahon, players from my favorite teams? My hope of all the celebrity athletes, I would play with Ernie Banks, not because I knew his stats or saw him play, but from his reputation, he would have been the most non-celeb celeb and the most fun. And after nervous anticipation, instead of Ernie Banks, we got Mike Arruzioni. And after my best shot of the day on the green, Mr. Miracle on Ice picked up my very last ball and threw it in the lake.
It's Mr. Happy.
Would Ernie Banks have done that?
No, he would not have. No, he would not have done that.
No, I haven't spent a lot of time around Mike Arruzioni either.
He's the guy you find, though. When you're talking about that, he's the guy that you find. That's the guy that tells you the stories. That's the guy you want on. What? When you get to talking about, what? I don't know, but that's who people have on. That's the go-to
guy. Why
not
Mike Craig or Rob McClanahan or Jack O'Callaghan, who is...
Jack O'Callaghan's right here.
Well,
we can steal him because we can take him all.
How about Mark Johnson? Buzz Schneider, Mike Ramsey, Kenny Morrow.
Heck, Ramsey.
Neil Broughton.
I'm telling you. It's your go-to guy.
Dave Christian, Steve Kristoff. This is all off the top of my head. I go deep on that team. Come on.
This is your go-to guy. He's got the stories. He's got winning in his mind.
He certainly has a fork. I know that.
Yeah, the rest of them, I saw him not too long ago, and they seem to be, and then there's him, kind of like, ooh, ooh-wee. That's a long way from that guy. But yes, I think he should let his foot in and he'll throw your ball away. So I think there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Then he seemed like, you point out many guys that, yeah, you sure. Isn't one of them dead at least?
Yes.
He is, right?
At least one.
At least one, yeah. Can get him.
Fred Mitchell can. We'll get him on that.
He's in Fred's phone book.
Kelly King up to 725 followers on Twitter. So we got her 100 followers.
It's early yet.
She doesn't look to be particularly interesting on Twitter, but at least we can, throw her a bone for her fine work.
So to speak.
Lying in a bed in a blue dress. That's a pretty good job.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's not a bad gig. Well, she'd been in other things on it that Nip Tuck, huh? Nip Tuck was
Yeah, she had a couple guest roles there. She doesn't do a lot of work per IMDb, but enough, okay. I think.
That's enough.
Because yeah. you're a Nip Tuck guy, weren't you?
I was for a while, and then it just got too stupid even for me. And, I'm a fan of stupid.
I declare this show too stupid.
I live and breathe stupid, but yeah, that got a little bit too stupid. It was. It was just maybe two seasons we get, and then after that it was just no. I did find, and you gotta be a man's man to find this, but I did find something.
Oh, no. So the commercial with a guy with a beard?
No. Okay. I'm just trying to make him some money because he's not playing. He might as well be making some money. I watched the first episode of Orange is the New Black.
It's supposed to be really good.
It is.
Okay.
And I will be back for a while. I have no idea how many seasons there are, but it's season one, episode one, then it goes right down the list. Because I, sir, am Mr. Netflix now.
Big wins at the SAG Awards last night.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, they won Best Ensemble, and she won. The African-American woman with the nubs in her hair. She won.
Yeah, I just watched one episode, but it is very entertaining, especially if you like naked women and lesbians. It's a great place to call home. Am I right about this, Joe Dredge? Let's hear it for that.
Aren't those women you don't want to see naked?
Most not of all them.
On that show?
Yeah, most of them. But
we're talking like Lena Dunham and...
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, because she's naked despite the fact that people don't want to see her naked.
Right, I know that. Well, that's what she does it, because she feels like she should show you even though you don't want to see it.
Occasionally, Allison Williams gets the sort of... the. Dick Nixon treatment from behind.
Think it's so to speak. I think it's that's sort of like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, I personally love the idea of a woman's prison.
Why?
I don't know. I've just always been in favor of it.
The idea of it or attending it or.
Well, I'm not a woman to attend it.
Well, maybe you get thrown into a women's prison.
Anyway, it's good. By the way, good show.
Okay.
Scoreboard update.
It's 5:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Adam Harris. Chicago Wolves host Rockford this Saturday, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup. Visit chicagowolves.com. Wheels softly down for the Patriots in Arizona, but the noise from Deflategate followed the Patriots all the way to Super Bowl 49, something quarterback Tom Brady can ignore.
Part of playing professional sports is dealing with the good and the bad, and I think coaches taught us for a long time to ignore the noise and focus on what we can control, and that's what we're going to do.
Brady on WEEI this morning in Boston. That was before Fox's Jay Glazer's report saying the NFL's investigation has so far resulted in one major suspect, a Patriots locker room attendant, who took the official footballs into another room before going onto the field. Belichick and Brady will speak at 7 p.m. tonight. Their opponent, the Seahawks, practice today in Arizona. Media day is tomorrow. The score is going to carry Super Bowl live on Sunday. Former Bears coach Reggie Herring has landed in Denver as the linebacking coach, and Aaron Cromer is now the O-line coach in Buffalo. To the NBA, and bad weather out east has caused two cancellations tonight. Nets Blazers canceled, Knicks Kings canceled. The Bulls see the Warriors tomorrow night in Oakland. Kobe Bryant will undergo season-ending shoulder surgery. The Paul's game tomorrow night in Providence, that's been canceled as well. Tentatively rescheduled for Thursday afternoon, and these guys right here will still be on the score, though.
Hello?
Yeah.
What? Us? Yeah. Are you talking about? Uh-oh.
Make sure you say that on Thursday. Hello.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Hawks visit the Kings Wednesday to kick off their second half. The Hawks are 3 points behind the Predators for the Central Division lead. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Backyard Barbecue Store, your big green egg superstore in Wilmette. Football's all-star coverage on the score is brought to you by Rock and Refuel, available in the Dairy Case at Jewel Osco. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the radio home for Super Bowl 49, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 5:32, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, you get a chance to say my two favorite words in show business in a little while. And boy, it's about time they solved this Patriots thing. Thank God.
It's over, right? That's
over.
It. That's
it's
it.
Over.
You,
they got him.
You got your patsy.
Yep.
You got your fall guy. You pin it all on him. He was acting alone.
Walk.
It was entirely his idea. Nobody knew anything. It was, I guess he's been doing this.
That's what's going to happen.
This. I'm going to let the air out of all these balls just because I want to.
Punish me if thee will. I believe they will punish him.
And then he will be sitting on a beach earning 20%. With all the negotiable bearer bonds they're going to be giving him. Or he's going to fly off to Switzerland and he's going to be swimming in Krugerrands.
Thank God, though, that this thing is solved. Don't you feel a sense of sports relief that this thing is finally solved?
Oh, yeah, done. Absolutely done. They figured it out. It is solved, stamped,
Lord,
and put away.
Oh, put away.
Frank and Delavan, you're on the score.
Hi, guys. I just a quick word about Ernie, and this is for guys of my era and Terry's era. Ernie Banks is the first African-American I ever talked to. I mean, anywhere, neighborhoods, school, anywhere. There wasn't any in my school. I went to the Northwest Side, which was all white at the time, lived there on the Northwest Side. And I was getting autographs, spoke to Ernie for maybe 10, 15 seconds. He was as nice as he could be. And so the second African-American I ever talked to was Willie Mays. So these guys made it hard for us kids, white kids, to grow up as racists. Because they were as nice as they could be. They treated us like equals, and it just made going to a ball game just a great pleasure in ways that I had never anticipated it would be.
Okay. First African-American I ever talked to was West Side Mike.
Me too.
And it's actually had exactly the same effect on me.
Me too.
It's made me love all of his ilk.
I think the first African-American I talked to was Cleveland Mike. I believe that's right. I have the plaque at home. Actually, I have the plaque. But I did talk. Yeah, it was Cleveland Mike, and I had never been introduced formally, but we connected immediately, as you might imagine. And that, for me, was quite an experience. It changed my life. It really did.
And he changed your pants, too.
I have to do that.
Northbrook and Lee on the score.
Hi, fellas. I got an Ernie Banks story. It was about my brother and my father and my uncle. They go out to the ball game, and they're sitting in the left field bleachers. And my brother's about 10 years old, and he's got his mitt. And he talks my father to letting him go stand on the catwalk in an Osage. That was that part that connected the bleachers to the grandstands.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, Ernie's up, and he hits a home run, and it's coming right to my brother. And, you know, my brother relates a story. He was real scared, and he didn't know what to do. And since he was alone on the catwalk, he figured, well, he'll just move off to the side, let the ball hit in the catwalk, bounce around, and then he'll pick it up. Well, the problem is the ball comes in, but it goes right down. There was an open floor drain and a hole in one right down the floor drain. And my brother was devastated. So that's my story. But I'd like to talk to Terry, if you'll give me a moment.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm right here, my friend.
Thank you very much. And I just want to tell you how important you've been in my life. And this goes back about 19 years ago. And I was out of a job, and I was out of work for about 6 months. And every day, of course, I went through the motions, went on the interviews. And when I came home, I would turn on the score. If it was called a score at the time,
you were with
Dan McNeil.
Mm-hmm.
And just listening to you guys, it was I think you were on from 2 to 6, and it was just a time during the day that made me feel good, and it made me feel it made me look forward to going through the next day, and things worked out for me and everything. And I know it's a long time coming. I should have made this call years ago, but from the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for what you did for me.
Well, I appreciate that, my friend. Thank you. That's, you know, really, that is the essence of why I'm here.
And can I ask this question? Why do you have to meet a nice African-American to not be racist? Can't you just not be racist because being racist is bad?
Well, that one guy had a very strict criteria. I only talked to Black Hall of Famers.
That's right. The second one was Willie Mays, and then eventually I met Willie Stargell and Willie McCovey, because I also had a rule about meeting people named Willie.
Well, I, I was that way too until I dealt with Cleveland Mike, and then I was done. my heart was taken, and I changed my entire persona.
I just don't get that. And it's like, well, I would have been racist, but it so happened that luckily that the Ernie Banks factor sort of canceled that out. Because, boy, that saved me for a life of racism because it so happened.
Well, I don't think that's exactly the way he meant it. That's the way it sounded, though. Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know.
It's just you're supposed to not like be that way because
it's land to say he never when he grew up on the Northwest Side or whatever, and you never met a
right. It's
African American. I mean, what?
You're in Chicago.
Yeah, I, but God bless him. I mean, if that's so, I think early on, part of my life that I didn't even think about, to be honest with you. I mean, there's people.
We play basketball. Here.
We messed around. I don't know what I thought at the time. All I know is I had fun.
The 630 says the first African American I ever spoke to was black physicist, and now I'm a huge racist.
Oh Lord, that would turn you in a second. That turn you on a dime. That dude. Wow. Whew. That guy. And the thing about him is it's not a matter of color. It's just a matter of stupidity. Just awful. You know what I mean? It's not a matter of.
I know what he means, but it's one thing if you're growing up in like Bismarck, North Dakota.
Yeah,
it's another thing. You're in the Northwest Side of Chicago. You're like 15 minutes away from a blues club, for God's sake, wherever you are.
I mean, it's an interesting thing because I thought I was isolated. You know what I mean? I thought I would, but au contraire. So it's like at a very early age, it just didn't really dawn on me that, well, am I supposed to like him or not? Let me think about this. It didn't really dawn on me.
Or the fact that he would represent an entire race of people somehow.
Yeah, the first black guy I met was not a Hall of Famer. Well, could have been if it could have me, but it was interesting. Look, everybody's had a little different background and they're telling the truth. the second black guy I met? Herb. The dear boy himself. He was telling me Illinois stories way back when.
It made you hate Illinois football.
Yes, it does. No other things do. No, I love Illinois football.
And you giggled.
Herb Wright went.
Kind of a giggle. Kind of a giggle.
Yeah, that's kind of a giggle. Thank you. All right. Well,
yes,
I've had enough of that. And by the way, coming up, I don't want to be mean to Illinois football because that's not the kind of guy I am.
Well, I was really lucky because the first black guy I met was Ernie Banks. He was really nice. And after that, I wasn't a racist because, boy, it really could have gotten ugly if I met somebody else. He was just so nice.
Isn't that
kind of racist to say that you had to... You had to meet
I just can't imagine that would be part of your life. I don't.
It's kind of like the whole, well, you're one of the good ones kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't quite get it. But, we invite people to call. If they want to tell their stories, we're great listeners.
It sounded like it was coming from a right place.
Yeah, well, I think it was coming from the right place. Yeah, I'm not going to accuse me. It was coming from the right place. So Cleveland Mike, Herb.
West Side Mike.
Oh, and Stan from Elwood. My fabulous foursome.
That's all you need.
That's it.
Hey, good.
That's it. Fab four.
Hit the golf course with him. There you go.
I don't play golf. That doesn't make me, it makes me awful something, but I don't play golf. I used to, but I can't do it anymore. I'm too old, too tired.
Who's too old to golf?
I am. No, I can't.
You ever go on a golf course? Everybody out there's 100.
There's guys 100 out there?
Well, people, they look it. Yeah. Where I dude, see them, 20s. Yeah.
All right, we need to take a break. Coming up, my two favorite words in show business.
The Score is your exclusive home for Super Bowl 49. Our coverage starts Sunday at 3 p.m. It's the defending Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks.
It's a touchdown, and the Seahawks are going back to the Super Bowl.
Taking on the New England Patriots.
For a record-tying eighth time, the New England Patriots are going to the Super Bowl.
Only only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Super Bowl on The Score is a presentation of Westwood One Sports.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Interactive. Whole Foods Market, America's healthiest grocery store.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg.
His falls are something that he can talk about in much better detail than I could possibly provide.
President of Townstone Financial, meet Jillian.
Hello there.
First-time home buyer. Contacted a few banks after she purchased her home, but was confused and overwhelmed, so she called her father for advice. And her father told her to stop wasting time talking with bankers who don't know what they're doing and to call David, because he's the only lender he trusted to help her secure a mortgage. David explained the home buying process. He broke down the costs associated with purchasing a home, and he answered all of Jillian's questions. David also called Jillian's father to personally thank him for the referral and assured him that he would personally handle his daughter's refinance or purchase. The copy here says he'd personally handle his daughter, but I don't think that's exactly what David meant, so I change it on his behalf. David appreciates all referrals, but as a father of three girls, it's extra special when parents trust him to help their kids when they're in the market for a mortgage. David's the guy to call if you need a mortgage. If you want this type of honest advice from a lender that will always look out for your financial best interest. So what are you waiting for? Call David, 312-896-2111. That's 312-896-2111. Tune into Chicago's premier real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, Saturdays from 10 a.m. until noon on AM 890. Townstone Financials in Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, and Illinois. Mortgage licensee number 6629 and NMLS number 1366.
Cold hard facts about the Hyundai Elantra and the Hyundai Sonata. Fact, right now you can get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Elantra. Fact, you can also get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Sonata with available blind spot detection, smart cruise control, and lane departure warning. Fact, the Hyundai Elantra was named the highest ranked compact car in initial quality by J.D. Power in 2014. Fact, every new Hyundai is backed by America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. And fact, winter is a great time to test drive a new Hyundai, because new Illinois laws mean you can lease a Sonata for just $173 a month and get a $500 competitive owner program bonus, but only at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. Registration, tax, title, and license extra. $0 security deposit. Call 877-232-4344 for lease details. Offer ends 2215.
And now, another great hit from Flo. Discounts from Progressive are good.
Why is a strike bad in baseball if it's good in bowling? And then someone told me about a basketball strike. That sounds bad, but I'm not quite sure. But I think we all can agree it's good to get discounts from Progressive.
Progressive offers lots of discounts to help you save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
Hey, it's Mark Crotty here, and I've got Ryan Kelly on the phone. And Ryan, I hear that mortgage rates have really dropped again. What is a good rate right now?
You know, Mark, I would say to all of our listeners, if your current mortgage rate is not in the threes, you really need to call me. Let's see how much money I can save you. I never charge any out-of-pocket costs. I close loans in as little as 2 weeks, and you can skip a few months of mortgage payments. No one makes refinancing or buying a home easier. So stop throwing money away and call me today if your rate is not in the threes. My phone number is 773-770-4727. That's 773-770-4727. 4727 or go online to thehomeloanexpert.com. Newcastle Home Loans LLC, we're located at 1700 West Cortland, Chicago, Illinois. NMLS number 150580, we're equal housing lenders. And one more thing, remember, if you can hear this commercial, I will come to you and help you with your mortgage. Thanks, Mark.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Come. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
At 540 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. My two favorite words in show business.
Lot of hope.
Has joined us. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, Uncle Terry. I'm glad to see you're alive. I was out there listening, and I thought you would die.
No.
When that guy called up and...
I'm telling Terry Bohr's stories?
Oh, well, Terry Bohr's stories man. Are great. I was just a little worried because I saw you and I said, did Terry, he's talking to Terry as if Terry is dead.
Well, that'll be soon enough, so I wouldn't worry. You know, it's not like you have to wait a long time, I don't think, but how are you, Lawrence?
I'm good. I heard you talking. You're Mr. Netflix now?
Yeah.
Let me give you a show to watch. Yeah. Now, it's a little sci-fi-y, but it's the performance by this actress is so tremendous, it's worth it. Orphan Black.
Okay.
You need to watch this BBC show. Tatiana Maslany, it plays the lead role. And she plays, I think the count is now up to 10 different characters on the show. The fact that she has not gotten an Emmy is an absolute crime. She is putting on a, even the characters sometimes play themselves. Like she'll sometimes fake as if she's a character. And you can tell the nuance of one of the characters faking being the other character. She's incredible.
She's a Canadian actress, Tatiana Maslany. I'd never heard of her.
She's badass, man. This show is phenomenal. Orphan Black.
Okay.
Now, it's a little, like I said, it's a little sci-fi.
She has received widespread critical acclaim for that role, two Critics' Choice Television Awards, a TCA Award, and a Canadian Screen Award, as well as Golden Globe and SAG nominations.
But not nominated for an Emmy, and should be. Just incredible.
Well, I'm just sort of a new... There's 58 million of us out there, apparently, that, according to them, that watch Netflix or subscribe to it. 58. Does that sound right to you, Lawrence?
Yeah, that 58 sounds about million? Right. A lot of people... House of Cards is on Netflix, right? Isn't that their...
Yeah, House of Cards is there. Yep.
And they're doing all sorts of stuff now. I think it's a good way to kind of look at different stuff. And if you want to binge watch some things... Like, I had started watching Orphan Black maybe last summer and forgotten about it. And I just started binging again. Now I'm almost through season two.
Yeah, it makes it makes it so you can binge watch whatever the hell you want.
When
that's
you
for
say
sure.
I, do you now mean we?
No, I mean I.
Okay, because your time is going to change where you're not going to have all these opportunities to just binge watch stuff on your own.
Well, I don't have children, so we have a bunch of TVs.
I know,
so I can still, be in one place and she can be in the other.
He's perfectly capable of doing that,
but there's still an expectation of spending time together. Especially early on. Okay, just enjoy it.
We get the time together, and I said, listen, why don't you watch this show? And she's like, I'm not into that. So she watches other stuff.
That sounds very healthy at this stage. I think that's true. Yeah. Terrific.
So I go upstairs, and she goes downstairs, or vice versa. We got plenty of TVs. One of the best things that I did was buy a house. It's because if I get tired of her or she gets tired of me, there can be a whole level in between us.
Can I tell you two other things? A master bedroom with two sinks.
Bathroom.
Well, obviously,
we have separate baths. So we're all good.
Master bath, two sinks.
Well, you know,
no waiting.
Herbie would also suggest a couple other things.
I agree with the two, but I have separate bathrooms.
We have
separate bathrooms.
Yeah, Terry, that's what we did.
Yeah, that's the right thing, Lawrence.
And king size bed and nothing smaller.
Don't get in that womanly stuff because you'll get your ass kicked. So you stay away from it. Just do your own thing.
Herb also suggests a juicing bed.
A what?
It's a long story.
A what in bed?
Juicing.
A juicing bed?
That's just for juicing. Then you sleep someplace else.
Separate, like protein shakes, things like that.
A separate bed? For conjugal visits?
He's all about not sleeping with the person that you love. Like, all about it.
Hmm.
He's not alone either. There was a study that says 25% of couples now sleep separately by choice.
Well, that's usually because of snoring or sleep farting or something.
Sleep farting! All right, we got to go.
All right, thanks to Matt Bowen and Fred Mitchell.
They got crack reductions at Joe Dredge.
I want to preface it by saying I'm a diehard White Sox fan. Go Sox.
All right,
nobody cares.
Best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Hey, Hub. Regrettably, I'm a Jaguars fan. I know. Give me the shotgun now.
And our interns, Tommy Guns, and the great Tony Fish. We thank you for listening, publicly. We will do it all over again tomorrow. Lawrence Holmes coming in with terrific stories. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free, and the relief real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
Last year we saved for a winter family vacation and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Goes to music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Roscoe Lunch! I'm not hungry!
Thursday, only CBS.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
It's music's biggest night.
Grammy nominee.
The Grammy goes to...
Not sunken yet.
And radio.com and People Magazine want to send you to see your favorite artist take the stage. Win tickets to the Grammys. Round trip airfare for two to Los Angeles and hotel stay. Enter now at radio.com/Grammys-sweepstakes. The 57th Annual Grammy Awards. February 8th, only CBS.
Define yourself with Pio. Led by the high-energy celebrity fitness trainer Shalene Johnson, Pio is a workout program that combines the muscle sculpting of Pilates with the flexibility of yoga. No weights, no jumps, just hardcore results. Call us today at 800-310-6814 to order Pio for just three monthly payments of $19.95 plus shipping and handling. Order today and you'll also get four free gifts as well as our 60-day money-back guarantee. If you want to define yourself with Pio, call us today, 800-310-6814.
Are you running out of time to get a gift for a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Well, then just send flowers. JustFlowers.com can have a local florist deliver your flowers tomorrow or even today. Just give us a call at 1-800-820-5331 to place your order. That's JustFlowers.com. JustFlowers.com. Visit our website to view fresh flower arrangements, plants, and gift baskets. Or you can call Just Flowers at 1-800-820-5331.
I'm Adam Harris, Illini Class of 09. You're listening to the home for Fighting Illini Basketball, WSCR HD Chicago, WJMK.